Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 45 in the book of Sirach with verse 26. May God grant you wisdom of heart to govern his people in justice, lest the benefits you confer should be forgotten, or your authority throughout all time. In the Catholic faith, it is believed that priests and deacons are called by God to serve his people, entrusted with a heart of wisdom to govern justly and to administer the sacraments. This divine vocation is not merely a human appointment. It is a sacred responsibility bestowed through the Holy Spirit, who guides and sustains them in their ministry. The wisdom granted to these clerics is not solely for intellectual understanding or the application of church law, but rather it is a profound spiritual gift that enables them to discern the needs of the faithful, to offer counsel, and to lead with compassion and righteousness. This wisdom is a reflection of God's own wisdom, which surpasses human knowledge and judgment, allowing his servants to navigate the complexities of the human condition while upholding the gospel's truth. The administering of the sacraments is one of the most profound duties of priests and deacons. Through these sacred rites, they become instruments of God's grace, helping to sanctify the lives of believers. The sacraments, such as baptism, the Eucharist, reconciliation, and marriage, are outward signs of inward grace instituted by Christ and are meant to be enduring in the life of the church. The authority granted to priests and deacons is not of their own making, nor is it subject to the whims of time. It is an authority that comes from Christ himself, who promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church, Matthew 16:18. Throughout all time, regardless of changing cultures and eras, the spiritual authority of the clergy is maintained as an unbroken lineage from the apostles through the laying on of hands in the sacrament of holy orders. In conclusion, priests and deacons are endowed with a heart of wisdom by God to shepherd his people with justice, to confer sacraments that nurture and sustain the faithful, and to exercise an authority that by God's promise shall remain a perpetual testament to his providence and love. Congratulations, Lewis, for his ordination into the diaconate, June 8th. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 45. It's verse 26. We talk about holy orders this morning. And its title of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stanza poem. A novena of stanzas is Heart of Wisdom Ordained. That's my puppy in the background barking at a critter running around in the yard. It's an armadillo, actually. We've got some armadillos running around. So sorry to get a little sidetracked there as we continue with our poem this morning, and I give Cielo a good smack. And I'm going to pause to do that. In sacred halls where silence reigns, a solemn oath to God remains. Priests and deacons are granted by His grace a heart of wisdom for His place. With robes as pure as driven snow, through rites divine their wisdom grows to govern flocks in justice true and guide the souls as shepherds do. The sacraments, their holy charge, entrusted to these hearts so large, the bread of life, the cup of peace, through these our bond with heaven's lease. In waters wake the newborn cry, as baptisms wash the sins awry. In confessions whispered soft and low, they absolve the wrongs, the spirits glow. With oil anointed, sick are blessed, in holy matrimony, loves confessed. At the end, last rites are given to ease the passage into heaven. These rituals, etched in time and space, shall never fade nor be displaced. The priest's authority, a gift divine, throughout all time it shall not decline. For in their hands the keys to bind and loose on earth as God designed, they stand as stewards of His word to adore, their voices echoes of the Lord. Amidst the trials, joys, and strife, they dedicate their very life to service in His holy name, a flame of faith they must proclaim. So let us honor with respect so due these humble deacons and priests, steadfast, true, who bear the wisdom from above to govern with justice, to serve with love. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers. We get to May 17, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me. Hope you didn't mind the interruption there for a few moments with Cielo, who's been having a little bit of problems. We can throw in out some prayers for our animals of our lives. Cielo's having collapsed tracheas and had trouble breathing going into rest last night. And she seems better this morning after chasing the armadillo and things. But it is scary to watch a dog not be able to get their breath. So we're praying for our little puppy, Cielo. She's such a blessing. She'll be 7 this year. And we are so amazed at her faith. This coming up June 8th, it's a Saturday, my good friend and leader of our welcome committee is going to be ordained a deacon. He's been working on this the last 5 years. Luis Rodriguez, we bless your diaconate and continue to lift you up in prayer as you lead the church. Amen. May God bless us as we close at 9:03 in a novena this morning of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.